Good morning, everyone. It is October 8th, Sunday, the year 2023. And we are again here meeting. We're starting in the sealed book. We are on the two testimony. The first one, the testimony of the three witnesses, and the second one is the testimonies of the eight witnesses. On the yellow book, it's on page 12 and 13. So that's the yellow book. If you are reading in the white or the black book, it would be on page 11 and page 12 and 13, 14. Okay, it's written in bigger print in the newer printing. So what we're trying to do here, and if you guys will keep your notebook close, is to write down our thoughts of the verses. This testimony of three witnesses is not actually set out by a verse, it's like a letter. So we might just read the whole thing and then go back and discuss it. What we're trying to accomplish overall as we go through this book is to come up with topic ideas, write down verses that we can use to cross-reference things into the commentary that Russell has set up for us. We need everybody to participate to make this happen. So who would like to read, starting in the testimony of the three witnesses? Let's read the first three paragraphs. Who could go ahead and read that? Do we just want to start at the top of the screen, Balkia? Okay, let's do that.
Yes, I can do it. The testimony of the three witnesses. By the power and mercy of our Heavenly Father and our Master and Redeemer, yes, Jesus Christ, we bear our witness to all the nations. After some time with Mauricio Berger, who told us about the events on Mount Agudo, we decided to accompany him to the mountain. We can affirm that everything we saw there has an extraordinary, sacred, extraordinarily sacred character. The prayers and praises offered to the Lord in that place, seeking to do the will of the Father, resulted in a visit of celestial beings. The instructions received directly from the angel Moroni are events that have marked our lives forever and ever. We shook his hand and received from him the golden plates, the translating stones, and the sword of Laban, formerly in possession of the prophet Joseph Smith Jr. This sublime circumstance had a powerful effect on our beliefs by enlarging our perception of this great and marvelous work. We affirm that by the power of God, the sealed Book of Mormon will be translated, contained in the plates.
Okay.
So this is written before the seals were opened, which is, of course, interesting. I didn't really get that at the beginning, but it's good to be aware of it.
Yeah.
And of course, it is now the testimony of the two witnesses.
Exactly. Because one has backed away. Okay. Let me read the rest because I didn't happen to be the next one on the screen in my part. We know, therefore, that the translation will take place in two time periods. The first part that belongs to Mauricio Berger in fulfillment of the prophecy of 2 Nephi 27, verses 21 through 26 LDS, or 2 Nephi 11, verses 143-147 RLDS, with the intention of calling his people again to repentance. Upon completion of the translation, we understand that will be fulfilled, what is written in 2 Nephi 30, verse 3 LDS, or 2 Nephi 12, verse 80 RLDS, where it is clear this record will be sealed back to the Lord in accordance with Ether 4, verse 7 LDS, or Ether 1, verse 101 RLDS, qualifying your people to receive the second part. We place our witness at the disposal of the world with a deep sense of gratitude and a total sense of responsibility towards God who directs this work. We solemnly affirm that by our fidelity to this testimony, our garments will be clean at the last day. In vain will be the one who stands up against the work of God. Honor and glory be forever and ever. The Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, in whom we entrust the conclusion of this glorious work. Amen. And we have Joni Bestista and Wagner Zeppenfield as witnesses who still remain. So, overall, immediate thoughts?
Shall we read some scriptures that are named?
Why don't, Robert, do you have your RLDS? And if you will look up those, and then rest of us are going to look up LDS, let's compare them. That might be good.
I don't have my RLDS scriptures. I could look it up on the online. I've just been using the LDS scriptures anymore. I think there should be identical. I would be surprised if there's any differences. But
okay.
Except for the inspired version, of course.
All right. Well, then let's go to 2 Nephi LDS. I like, so I think these verses would be good to put in the commentary box as far as it's a reference to Mauricio being. Working on the translation. So I think that's good. What would the topic? Anybody have a topic idea for the verses? Mauricio Berger translation? Or just translation, maybe?
Yeah, scriptures about the translation, maybe.
Okay.
Or translation is also maybe good.
All right. Does anybody have that first one, 27, 21 through 26?
I think it's all chapter 27 or not. Oh, no.
27.
27. Oh, yeah. First 21 to 20, 26. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I have it if you want me to read
okay.
it.
Okay. Sure. It won't take long.
It's interesting. I could read the introduction of this chapter and then go to the verses. Darkness and apostasy shall cover the earth in the last days. The Book of Mormon shall come forth. Three witnesses shall testify of the book. The learned man cannot read the sealed book. The Lord shall do a marvelous work and a wonder. And then compare Isaiah 29. But I'll read this scripture verse. 2 Nephi chapter 27, verse 21 to 26. Touch not the things which are sealed, for I will bring them forth in mine own due time. For I will show unto the children of men that I am able to do mine own work. Wherefore, when thou hast read the words which I have commanded thee, and obtained the witnesses which I have promised unto thee, then shalt thou seal up the book again, and hide it up unto me, that I may preserve the words which thou hast not read, and I shall see fit in mine own wisdom to reveal all things unto the children of men. For behold, I am God, and I am God of miracles. And I will show unto the world that I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I work not among the children of men, save it be according to their faith. And again, it shall come to pass that the Lord shall say unto him that shall read the words that shall be delivered him, for as much as this people draw near unto me with their mouths and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precepts of men. Therefore, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among the people, among this people, yea, a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise and learned shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent shall be hid. Yeah, and then the LDS people they say, yeah, but that's the part that Jesus is going to reveal.
Yeah. Well, in a way it is. I mean, so it struck me right here that this is not the Book of Mormon at all. It's not the first part. It's, and I don't know, when I was into the LDS, I didn't realize that part of the sealed plates were unsealed and that there's a whole nother section that's sealed. But that's what this witness is saying, that there's going to be a translation, and the first part is what we have right now. Whereas many LDS people just think it's the Book of Mormon, and that the second part will be done by Jesus, and they completely don't understand the difference between the sealed and the unsealed. I thought that was interesting. And the fact that the sealed portion is going to be given back to the Lord.
Well, the Book of Mormon is also part of it, of course, but it was opened. So it cannot be referred to as sealed, which it has been done here.
Right.
And then you have this scripture that I think that was last week. That Moroni says that I never said... Yeah, that he says plural. I don't know exactly what... well, I don't know exactly what it is. I'm sorry. Does anybody know?
We're already lost. This is why we need cross-references.
It's in the words of Moroni.
It's in the words, so we're not there yet?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, last week we went over the preface, and there is a reference in there about the rebellious and obstinate people that will be present at the time that the information is brought forward. So, So there is reference in the Book of Mormon to the coming forth of the sealed book and the fact that it is going to be in two sections. And verse 25 talks about how they will be not able to listen to all of it. Their minds will be closed. So when was this written? What, 2019? Earlier than that, Robert, do you remember?
No, because in 2019, the book was
copyrighted. Yeah.
So it has to be before 2019.
Yeah.
And before the opening of the seals, which was in 2018. So before 2018.
Okay.
But there's no date. Like with the other witnesses, there's a date.
Right.
But here's no date.
Okay. Interestingly, in the book, in the little pamphlet that was put out earlier, one of the topics was who will not listen. So I think that's important in some way to acknowledge the state of mind that people will be in at the time that all of this comes forth. And then if you go back to where it says, where something about the Lord being able to do his work. Oh, that was in 2 Nephi, wasn't it? I work not among, let's see.
Well, you need to have faith. Otherwise, God cannot do his work. And if you are... Joseph Smith once said, you can never believe too much, but you have to weigh these things. And for that, you have to ponder them.
But right.
Like me in the beginning, I didn't want to read it because I was too, thinking too much. Well, this cannot be from God because it doesn't come from the prophet of our church at that time, mm-hmm. Nelson. So then your faith system is in a way blocked. And it says here, like I'm capable of doing my own work, my marvelous work and a wonder.
Yeah.
And yeah, we did not see this coming. It's it's a strange act as it is named in the Doctrine and Covenants, I believe in 91, not sure. But this strange act, he calls it. And it is, you know. You're totally convinced that you belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And then you get a wake-up call. And then what? Do you research it or do you close it off?
Well,
so yeah, the Lord needs faith to perform miracles.
And I just want to give you a report that none of you care about, but I'm going to share anyways. In the Bible, Google says Christ performed 42 healings. And three of them were distance healings. But I know there's a lot more that John and I discussed, but that's just what Google told me. So that's 7%.
Okay. Thank you. So the Lord can do his work in many different ways. It doesn't have to be just that he's present. So verse 21.
And through many different people, that we too can bless others on an errand of the Lord.
Yes. Good point. Verse 21, it definitely says, I will show unto the children of men that I am able to do mine own work. And in the verses before it, and then if you just look at the entire chapter 27, it definitely speaks about this whole book that is sealed and will be a revelation from God. And it is to come. So there's in this just one chapter, there appears to be mega information about the coming of the sealed portion of the book. And I don't, I mean, if you've read the Book of Mormon as an LDS, you would think that they would be more willing to accept that there's more to come. I mean, there's a whole chapter to it, which I never knew before, never thought about. So, chapter 27, I think that's a good chapter to have knowledge of. The next section, 2 Nephi chapter 30, let's go over to that one. Okay. Chapter 30, what does this say? Verse 3. And now I would prophesy somewhat more concerning the Jews and the Gentiles. For after the book of which I have spoken shall come forth and be written unto the Gentiles and sealed up again unto the Lord, there shall be many which shall believe the words which are written, and they shall carry them forth from unto the remnant of our seed. And the topic of chapter 7, the little part before, says, converted Gentiles shall be numbered with the covenant people. Many Lamanites and Jews shall believe the word and become a delightsome people. Israel shall be restored and the wicked destroyed. Well, that's a prophecy in itself. Any thoughts on that? So the whole point of the testimony of the three witnesses is to say that we are at the point that is described in the Book of Mormon in 2 Nephi. We're at the point when they wrote this, when they went up on the mountain and they saw all of this and received the plates, that it was the beginning of a shift in knowledge for us. That make sense to everybody? And then let's read Ether 4:7.
Yeah, but it should make sense because we believe the words which are written and we have to carry them forth unto the remnant.
Right. Does anybody have Ether 4, verse 7?
And in that day, they shall, in that day, that they shall exercise faith in me, saith the Lord, even as the brother Jared did, that they may become sanctified in me. Then I will manifest unto them the things which the brother of Jared saw, even to the unfolding unto them all my revelations, saith Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Father of the heavens and of the earth, and all things that in them are.
What's that? What do you think that's referring to? I don't know. My first thought was the names of God that we're going to be learning. The more refined information, miracles, and how to use them, what's coming before us. Anybody else get that? The unfolding unto them of all my revelations.
But the things that which the brother of Jared saw, that is in the last sealed portion, right?
Right. Right.
So I think, is this not talking about the last sealed part? But I'm not sure.
That's kind of what I was thinking. The last reference to the second part that the Lord is going to reveal. Okay. Let me see what time it is. 10:05. All right. If everybody wants to write some of those thoughts down on the comment page, and I think as we go along, we'll start being able to pull things back together. So the testimonies of the eight witnesses. Bob, can you read the first two paragraphs of that one?
We declare in the name of Jesus Christ that on Sunday, March 4, 2018, Mauricio Arterberger, the translator of the first part of the sealed plates, showed to us the golden plates that are covered on both sides with fine engravings, that we held the plates and turned the pages, and we closely examined the plates, which have the appearance of gold and are bound together by the three rings, which are silver in appearance, and we examine the characters thereon, which are exceeding fine and intricately engraved. By our examinations and by the confirmation of the Holy Spirit, we have the assurance that they are the plates of Mormon, and we give our names unto the world to witness unto the world that we did both behold and handle before each other. And God bears this to our witness. As we beheld and handled the interpreters by which these engravings will be translated by the gift and power of God, we further declare that in our presence the seals were removed, which had tightly bound the greater portion of the plates. We beheld and examined the plates that were newly loosed, which have an exceeding luster and indented gravings.
Okay. So the question asked last week about whether or not the plates were engraved on both sides.
So, yeah, it was. And this answers that question, doesn't it?
Exactly. Is it referring, however, to the Book of Mormon portion? Because then it says, because then it goes on and says that they went ahead and opened it. Or did I miss that? Covered on. Which reads that. No, I think it's the whole thing.
So this is after it is loosened, right? The seals have been removed.
That's what I get.
Brother Bob. Oh, you're muted.
I'm sorry, I get to pursuing a thought based on our last discussion, but what was your question, Sister Baukia?
Was it on both sides, right? Engraved?
Yes. Was the question.
And was it already loosened? Were the seals already removed when you saw it? Yes, right.
When I saw it,
of course. Yeah, because your name is here underneath it.
Yes, I saw it later.
Yeah, you saw it later. Yes.
When I saw it, the 66 plates of the Book of Mormon had been, of course, unsealed or never sealed. The 42 plates that will be the sealed Book of Mormon were unsealed. And the part that was sealed was the third portion of the vision of Brother Jared and the revelations of John and testimony of Moses. The one that has the picture plate that covers that.
Yeah.
Right. We shared that picture last week or the week before. Who wants to read the next verse? Darla, do you have that in front of you?
I have no idea where we're at. I turned to page 11 on both of the books, the sealed book and the Revelations book. So I have no idea.
Oh, we're not in the Revelation. We're not in the Revelation book. We are in the...
So I have this one turned to page...
Okay. Yeah.
And
okay.
I turned to page 11 through 14 and was trying to find where you guys were, but... Page 13.
The testimony of the eight witnesses on the page, I think, 13 in Roman ciphers.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for saying that, Roman... in the beginning.
Yeah. That's helpful.
Okay. I didn't explain that very well. And it's further we bear record.
Okay, I'm with you.
All right.
Further we bear record that the more part of all the plates remaining sealed and are to come forth by the will of Jesus Christ in his own due time. And that we beheld and marveled to see the exquisite cover of the sealed book that depicts upon the entire plate a carefully crafted and intricate image of a promised return of the heavenly city of Zion, that these things are to remain sealed until they are revealed by Christ to his people when they are prepared and found worthy. We admonish all nations, kindred tongues, and people to repent and come unto Christ and to heed the words which he gives that your soul may be found spotless at that day. Samuel Gould, Tyler Crowell, and Kelvin Henson. Other witnesses were also privileged to see the plates and add their names to that testimony being confirmed by the Holy Spirit. Robert Leroy Cackler, Melva Ann Cackler, Reborn Renee Sherrill Whitefield, Manuel Bento Fernandez, De Almeida, Jao Alvaldemati.
Yes.
However you say their real name.
I think it's Vendemiati.
Thank you.
Has everybody seen that picture that this is referring to that is in the book? Okay.
The picture I saw was the one that John sent me right after he saw it, of the condor on the cover that matched his headband that he was wearing. It was quite fascinating. The eagle or the condor, whatever.
This is the one of the city. Valkia, you got to see the city itself. Or what? I didn't get that last time.
Well, this is what Steve says. It looks like the city we went to for our beach day. Just tall rising buildings. But there was also a condor there. Darla has seen the same picture as you are talking about,
okay.
Jeannie.
All right.
I have a picture of it.
Good.
John sent me.
Oh. Yeah. Could you send it to me? Are in the group.
Well,
great. I saw one, but I like maybe there's a different angle or something.
I think it's interesting in this one part where it said something about covenant people, since that seems to be the new catchword for LDS. Where did we see that?
Sorry, what did you say, Jeannie? I couldn't hear you.
Covenant. Covenant people.
Yes.
Where was that? Okay, my mind is just kind of gone blank, but I thought I heard that being said.
Where did you hear it being said? I don't understand you.
I don't know. I'll have to read back through that. Maybe it was in the verses of the New Testament, I mean, Second Nephi, about it being a... Oh, yeah, in Second Nephi chapter 30, the blurb at the top that explains the what the chapter is about, it says, converted Gentiles shall be numbered with the covenant people. So... the covenant path, covenant people. Maybe the LDS Utah leaders are trying to, maybe somebody's read the book and they just don't want to say it to anybody. I don't know. That was maybe off track. But so we know that it's June 2018. When they gathered. So the testimony of the three witnesses definitely is before June of 2018, even though we don't have a date on that. And that people were there that actually witnessed the loosening of the bands and then could see the section within the section that would be still sealed up. Any more thoughts on that? So we know that there's a second section coming, and that also is revealed in the Book of Mormon.
I'm still looking at converted Gentiles shall be numbered with the covenant people. But then in verse 2, it says, for behold, I say unto you that as many of the Gentiles as will repent are the covenant people of the Lord. So, not sure what it, because the introductions have been made up later, huh? So maybe it's not always correct. I don't know.
Yeah, I never thought about that being made up later. You're probably right.
Yeah, well, made up. It was not in the on the sealed plates,
right?
Or on the plates. So yeah, it was added later.
Exactly.
Better expression.
Well,
I wonder, like, there are 42 sealed plates, and there were how many plates that were already loose? The Book of Mormon, Brother Bob, how much were they?
I believe it was 66.
Oh, 66 plates.
That Joseph Smith Jr. translated.
Okay.
So the Book of Mormon is the first 66 plates.
Yes, and that probably includes the Book of Lehi, which we
which
never have a copy of that. But
Is that going to be retranslated, do you think, since it's unsealed?
Well, I can tell you what I know about it. Mauricio did the same thing Joseph Smith Jr. did. Those are the first plates. That's the first book on the plates, the Book of Lehi. He translated that. Joseph Jr. translated it, became the 118 pages that were given to Martin Harris that were lost. And Mauricio translated it as well, gave it to the LDS Church. And so I never heard Mauricio say that he's going to translate it again.
Okay.
But it would be nice to have, because it tells more about Lehi and Sariah's story. I think we'd learn a lot. I think it would connect us. It would connect the Book of Mormon a lot more to the Bible, because that's where the story starts. And so it's unfortunate that we don't have it.
Well, there must be.
We do have it. It just needs to be translated again. Yes?
That would be correct.
Okay. So of the so when we talk about the 42 plates, we're actually talking about the part that Mauricio has unsealed. And of those 42, 19 of them are translated into the sealed Book of Mormon. Is that correct?
That's what he put in the preface, the okay. 19, and there's 23 left, which contains the second part of the sealed Book of Mormon.
All right.
Which what was that supposed to contain? That was supposed to contain the vision of the prophecies of Samuel the Lamanite and a third of the revelations of John.
Any other thoughts anybody wants to talk about on these two sections? All right, I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording.